The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gardaí have entered their seventh day searching a Kerry farm and the wider environs following the disappearance of Michael Gaine. He was last seen in a centre in Kinmare on the 20th of March at around 10 o'clock in the morning. And Gardaí have said they're keeping an open mind in regards to the case. Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, joins me now. Gerry, the search is extensive. Can you give us the details of it thus far?
Yeah, there's been a lot going on since last Friday, since word first came through that Mike Gaine was missing from the area. Now, the search began straight away. A lot of volunteers, as well as a lot of the emergency services, the inshore rescues, the Rescue 115 helicopter, and all the sort of search parties and organisations that would go out searching when somebody went missing, particularly in the sort of terrain where Mike Gaine's farm is. His farm is just off the N71 Ring of Kerry Road. It's between Kenmare and Moll's Gap, the world famous Moll's Gap, which is on your way on the scenic tourism drive down into the lakes of Killarney and into Killarney itself. So this is just kind of approaching the foothills on the Kenmare side of the mountainous region. And he's 1,000 acres of mostly mountainous farmland where he has sheep and cattle on it, but mainly sheep. So the search began on Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. The helicopter was there, and around about 200-300 volunteers over the 2 days assisted with the search. They met at Kenmare Martin. They were organized into teams and searched the whole area. Now, what happened from then was Gardaí told us on Monday morning and told the public that they no longer needed their assistance for the time being. But the Gardaí themselves continued their search. And I was there for most of the day on Monday afternoon, and there was quite a lot of activity in Michael Gaine's farmyard itself. There was an excavator digging through a mound of earth and manure beside the farm shed. There was a constant stream of slurry tankers going in and out on tractors, draining the slurry tank in the farm. There were detectives there, members of the fire service as well, and a lot of activity on the site and on the farm itself, carrying out searches but no search of the wider land or farmland or mountain area, Anton. And that's kind of what it's been like for the last number of days. I passed by there yesterday and there was 2 excavators on site. And again this morning, the Gardaí are stationed at the entrance to the farm, so no unauthorized person can go into it. But there's still 2 excavators on site and Garda cars below. So the searching continues. And there's some discussion, some reports that the Garda sub-aqua unit might be in Kenmare today to carry out another element of search of the area, perhaps. So that's kind of where things stand from the point of view of the searching that's going on. We're coming close to the time of a week since he was reported missing now, and everyone is still wondering what possibly could have happened to him.
And at the same time, the guards, as I understand it, are trying to piece together CCTV footage and dash cam footage, if they can get it, to try to put some insight into his last known movements.
Yes, yeah. The last CCTV footage of Mike Gaine was from White Centra, just outside Kenmare. This would be on the approach in the direction of going up to his farm on the way to Moll's Gap. And that was at 9:48 a.m. on the Thursday morning. He bought some phone credit. He was wearing a black fleece, an orange woolly hat, and blue jeans and black boots. And what they said in the last number of days is they've made an appeal separate to that CCTV footage of anyone who is driving in the area over the days, over the Thursday and Friday, that they would provide whatever footage they have, dash cam footage, people driving this road. This is a popular tourist route, Anton. There'll be people cycling a lot. Tourists will be driving it a lot. So anyone with any sort of footage, they're asking, whatever kind of footage you have, just submit it to the Gardaí and they'll go through it to see if they can spot anything or any sort of movement. Now, also what happened over the weekend is a number of cars, including Mike's own car, was taken from the farm for forensic examination. So that's also what's been going on. But over the last 24 hours since they made that appeal, the Gardaí haven't been saying much, if anything at all, really. They have that standing request for anyone with any information to contact them on any of their numbers or the Garda confidential line. Also the dash cam footage request, but they really haven't said much for the last 24 hours. So we're expecting maybe an update today on what has been happening with the search and what continues to happen. Because to my vision this morning, what I saw, the Gardaí are still there and searching is still going on in and around the farmyard. And maybe we might get confirmation of if there are divers in the area, if that is widening the search in any sort of element. So that's kind of where things stand from that point of view.
Now, Gerry, you've obviously been immersed in this search over the last number of days and in covering it. Can you give us a sense of Michael Gaines himself, the life that he led, the circumstances in which he lives or lived?
Well, Michael, he's 56 years of age. He's a farmer. He enjoys hunting. He enjoys rallying. He's just a member of the community, well respected, well liked, known by everybody. He's a stocky, solid farming type, a bushy beard. You know, he's well known by everybody, well respected, very well respected family in the area, and a hard worker, Anton, really, minding his sheep and carrying out his pastimes of hunting and very into the rallying as well. And that was reflected, I suppose, in the numbers of people who turned out to volunteer to search for Mike at the weekend. He's got lots of friends in the area, and really there's been a dark cloud, dark feeling in Kenmare ever since the news broke on Friday that he was missing. And at first it was anticipated perhaps maybe it was an accident, hopefully he'd be found and he'd be okay. As the days go on, people are fearing the worst really in relation to Mike, and everyone is hugely upset and hugely concerned for his wife and for his wider family. And the feeling, the need for closure and the need to get answers as to what could have possibly happened to Mike. And everyone is just praying and hoping that there's some breakthrough sooner rather than later in relation to this, because it's all anyone is talking about. It's a shocking incident. It's totally out of character for him to be missing like this. And I know there's been Gardaí are keeping an open mind on any possibility of what might have happened to him. So that's really the concern of everybody who knew Mike and even people who mightn't have known him. In the Kenmare area, because everyone would know his family and know his friends and know him himself. And that's kind of really the main concern. It's deeply upsetting what's happened, and everyone is hugely concerned, and everyone is willing to help in any way they can to try and assist in finding his whereabouts.
Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. Thank you.
Thanks.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.